I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landing podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Yeah! How we doing, everybody? It's Saturday, man. Got my smoothie made, got my workout done. It's been a productive day, got everything cleaned. I love productive days. Lazy days are great, but productive days are the shit. Productive days. Man, I can't even talk, but I don't even care, because it's a good day, bro. That's tasty. Anyway. So, since music is a big part of my life, and I like to show y'all some new bands and whatnot, I can't just take their music and post this, so I can't share them as far as playing songs like I do sometimes. But I can tell you about them, and you can look them up, and you can check them out. But a lot of people like the serial killers and murderers and all those types of documentaries and podcasts and whatnot. There's a lot of people out there that are very into that type of thing. And a lot of documentaries on Netflix have been coming out about that type of thing. The Richard Ramirez Night Stalker one, the Cecil Hotel about Elisa Lam just came out. Really good. And, you know, of course there's the, I guess, like the realistic side of like evidence and proof that something happened to her that can be explainable. But there also is a paranormal side to things, like with a lot of things, you know. The supernatural, if you want to believe in that. And I don't know. I don't know where you stand. Do you believe in that type of stuff? Because at least it's very intriguing. Let me find the article. So a lot of people that know about the Elisa Lam story, they probably know about the elevator game. And now the elevator game originated in Korea, supposedly. The general idea behind this, well, I'll read it right here. The general idea behind this spooky routine is that you can enter a new dimension if you press on elevator buttons in a specific order. To play, you need to be in a building with at least 10 floors and an elevator. You also have to play alone, and the game will only work when there's no one around to mess with the specific button order. Once you enter the first floor, you have to press the floor buttons in a certain order, 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5. When you reach the fifth floor, you might meet a mysterious woman. Don't look at her or speak to her because she's reportedly not human and could take you away. Then press the button for the first floor. If the elevator goes up to the 10th floor, the ritual worked. When you enter the other dimension, it'll look like the building that you're in, except you'll be all by yourself. At this point, your electronics may not work and the lights may be completely off. To return to your world, you'll need to press the same buttons that took you to this other dimension. Get off at the wrong time, and you may never see your dimension again. Watching her odd behavior in the elevator video, some were convinced that Lam had played the game and summoned something supernatural. But what do you think? But, yeah, that's the lore of it, or the myth, or whatever word fits that description. Since this is, you know, semi like a music podcast, I have a lot of my friends that are musicians because music is a big part of my life. I want to tell you about this band because they take stories of tragedies and murders and stuff, and they make them into songs. They're from, are they Danish? Oh no, that's a Danish troll. That the name is made after or whatever. Do you remember like Entenmann's, like the raspberry Danish streusel cake things? Oh my goodness, those are amazing. I know they still have them. I just haven't had one in a while. This sounds delicious. Anyway, what was I talking about? Skinned. Yeah. Oh no, they're from Australia. Cool. Australia it is. Yeah, they're like dance electronic. I think like horror. Horror. You get it. Yeah, dance electronic music. Skynd, S-K-Y-N-D. So this is the band, Skynd. Yeah, they take, like, they have songs about Columbine? Jesus! So I can't talk today. They have songs and music videos for the songs. They have, like, Columbine, Jim Jones, the guy that made everybody drink the Kool-Aid. And, they have one of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. So you can go check that out as well. And they even have Elisa Lam. And they play off that elevator game in the music video. So when they have the actress playing Elisa in the video, going into the elevator, doing the button order, summoning the lead singer of the band is dressed up as the mysterious woman you meet, that is apparently not human, and kind of starts controlling Elisa, how she's doing all those weird hand movements. It's kind of playing off of that idea and everything. It's really cool how they portray everything. I recommend checking them out. Again, this is a music podcast, so go check out some new music. You might like them. They might be one of your new favorite bands. But, yeah, dude. Before I go, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Scott. He started the podcast with him and a coworker. They work at a brewery, a Bootleggers in Fullerton. And they did a podcast of just a couple of dudes talking about some dude stuff. Behind the Bar with Scott and Brian. So, shout-out to them. Go check them out if you would like. Or don't. Or do. Either one. Either one. Either one's fine. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Prepare for landing. Later.